everyone. Welcome to another episode of What's Wrong with Wrestling. I'm Andrew Bazzano, along with Joe, my brother Joe Bazzano.
Hey, when was the last time we alone did AEW?
Maybe never.
1995.
1965.
So, here we are.
Josh is on assignment.
On assignment.
Doing weird things. He said it's his mom's birthday, but then he's like currently tweeting lyrics to a song. I'm like, so you're busy, huh? You're busy? These are his last few tweets. Tum, son, fun, hun, lone, bone,
what?
Home. Yeah, he's lost it. I told him he's the worst person on Twitter ever.
But he's with his mom.
Worst, he's the worst he's doing that. Tweeter of all time.
I don't get it.
No, of course not.
How many followers does he have?
Huh?
How many followers does he have?
So, 116. He used to have thousands, but his old Twitter got hacked, and he wasn't able to get it back.
Oh.
From when he was like a sports reporter, he had a lot of followers.
Yeah.
But now that he had to make a new one.
And how many of those 100 and whatever are our fans?
Oh, probably all of them. How? Sure.
Shame on all of you. Shame on all of you. You probably like to see fun, hun, on your tweets?
I probably know him better than anyone, and I don't know him. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Bort.
You're like, Josh, tweeted. I've known you for a long time, but I feel like I've never met you before.
Yeah, it's just lunacy.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Well, no Josh tonight, just you and I talking about how great MJF is and how horrible the rest of the show is. I think it's getting to the point where Tony Khan is going to make himself champion soon. Because he's going to go, oh, this isn't going well.
No.
This is going to end soon. I'm going to pin MJF.
Daddy's not returning my calls anymore.
That's right.
It had its worst rating of the year. It was 770,000. It was bad.
And this is a guy who doesn't really... I wasn't watching it while I wasn't doing this podcast. Yeah. Now that I'm watching it again, there's not enough... And I love Sammy Guevara.
Sure.
There's not enough star power in the pillars to carry the main title. MJF's great. He needs to be going up against their top stars for this title.
I know.
There are some... I know he's fought a lot of these guys already.
Yeah.
But like, there's so many people he hasn't fought yet that could be competing. Because you can build... What do they have? 4 pay-per-views a year? 5? Like, they can build it for months and then have him, you know, fight him at the pay-per-view. This pillars thing, these guys aren't ready.
No.
If this was for the Intercontinental, whatever the fuck they call it, title, then fine. You know what I mean? Yeah. This feels like when Triple H, The Rock, and Stone Cold were all fighting for the IC title. Before, I guess it was Triple H, Rock, maybe Mankind. Like they weren't quite ready for the prime time yet.
Yeah.
So they're fighting for the mid-card title all the time. This is what this feels like, but it's your main title. These guys aren't ready.
His last challenger was Bryan Danielson.
Right.
Who it's like, that's a legitimate contender.
Yes.
You know he's not going to beat MJF because he just won the fucking thing. But still, it's a legitimate thing. Yeah, you know that MJF is 100,000% retaining.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I don't know who else he could fight because he has fought a lot of people. And the best people... the best wrestlers right now are heels, so they would have to change. I mean, really,
Adam Cole's a good guy.
But he just came back. And I feel like Adam Cole has to be the next champ.
The next guy.
He's
got to be the next guy.
So, like, he can't fight MJF for a while.
Right.
You know?
I agree.
Like, if the bidding war is real and MJF does leave to go to WWE next year, Adam Cole's got to be the guy that takes him down.
And we haven't seen, like, a face Cole win a title, right? Did we ever see a face Cole? Because he was always a heel.
No. NXT. Yeah, no.
Yeah. That might be fun.
They have Samoa Joe, but Samoa Joe is on Ring of Honor that 100 people watch.
Yeah,
Ring of Honor is on like an app. It's on some like low-level AEW app that like that's where you go to watch Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
And Samoa Joe is barely ever on AEW. He had a couple of amazing matches with Darby a few months back.
Yeah.
But now he's just not an AEW. He's on Ring of Honor.
And Wardlow could be a guy, but they already kind of went down that whole storyline.
Well,
Wardlow beat him, right?
Yeah, like he squashed him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, yes, you could do Wardlow again because it was a squash.
You could do Jericho again because it's Jericho.
You could bring back Miro, who hasn't been around in like a year at least.
Oh, my God, maybe yes. More.
So yeah, there's, I mean, the Samoa Joe's the best one because you have the footage of when Samoa Joe was in NXT and MJF was the security guard and he shoved him against the wall. I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It should be Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
Cause like,
is
you
he
said,
still the champion of something?
Yeah. He's the Ring of Honor TV champ.
Jesus Christ. Like, what an insult to one of the best wrestlers.
I know.
He can talk. He can wrestle.
He's one of their best promo guys.
Oh my God.
And he's not even on the fucking show.
Oh man.
Tony Khan, you're a moron.
Yeah.
How much are you paying Samoa Joe to do your fucking B show?
Yeah.
Not even your B show, your C show.
Yeah, I wouldn't even give it a letter grade.
Yeah.
Does not qualify.
Right. So Dynamite opens the same way it always opens with Orange Cassidy. 20th week in a row, I think. No, it's like almost every Dynamite opens with Orange Cassidy.
Yeah.
And his new BFF Bandido. You know, they had a match last week. They just met. Now they're best friends.
Yeah, they fought. And we're going to open with an eight-man tag.
Eight-man tag. Roderick Strong, Adam Cole facing off against...
Nice to see them too in the intro, though.
Yeah. The Jericho Appreciation Society with Chris Jericho on commentary. Wearing the new t-shirt that features Britt Baker's face with the black eye that Saraya gave her.
Oh my God.
I do like this Jericho, but he should have been the one that punched Baker.
Well, we talked about that.
I feel like maybe he wanted to, and maybe the network was like, no, we can't do that.
It's a fucking could be that. Fake show.
There was also a people that got triggered by this t-shirt because they say it's
all right.
It's like, you know, oh, that's domestic violence. It's like, but it wasn't.
But it wasn't.
It was two girls in a wrestling show, and it's a fake black eye.
Do you wear a Darth Vader t-shirt? Because he killed a lot of women.
He blew up a planet.
Yeah, hello.
There were babies there.
Yeah, you know what's worse than domestic violence? Murder.
Murder.
Yeah, he murdered people.
I know. What's the difference between a movie or a TV show? This is a TV show.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Cole beats Angelo Parker with the boom, and then he goes right after Jericho. He probably should have went right after Jericho from the beginning.
When he came out, all right.
Hey, you guys got this? All right, thanks.
I mean, Jericho was great on the mic. I mean, you know, as an announcer.
It's always funny, though, how Jericho, he's got his heel stable in the ring, but he's putting over, like, Roderick Strong at the same time.
I never like that. I never like guys that the heel, they give him, oh, this guy's a future champion. Yeah. He's got all the talent in the world, Chris. Like,
he's breaking kayfabe.
Right? Oh, but MJF's a dick.
Yeah. I mean, don't be wrong. This is what Chris Jericho should be doing, is just doing commentary.
Yeah, I know. I mean, hell, Macho did it, then went on to win a world championship.
Sure, but he was like 15 years younger than Jericho is, I think, right now.
Maybe.
Macho is like 35.
Vince is like, you're done.
Yeah. So Cole tackles Jericho. He punches him until security pulls him off. And then after the break, we see security forcing Cole out of the arena while Jericho yells at him. And then Britt Baker walks up, rips Jericho's shirt, slaps him, and then Jericho takes a dive. And it's like, yeah, that's pussy Jericho. That tracks. Yeah,
sure.
He gets slapped in the face and he falls down like a bitch.
Yeah.
It's kind of refreshing because Jericho's been dog shit for like the past year and a half. Like, he's been so bad.
Yeah.
And it's refreshing that he's actually, you know, doing some good stuff here lately.
He will end his career in WWE. I'm convinced. He will have his final match in WWE at WrestleMania. I believe that.
If they still even are like, hey, can you still even wrestle?
Yeah, but they're big on that. Come on. They've put some horrible older stars like Goldberg in WrestleMania
matches. I was just going to say.
Come on.
That's his final match.
That's just Goldberg.
He never wrestled Goldberg. He never wrestled him.
If Goldberg ever wrestles anywhere again, I'll never watch that show.
There's a rumor that AEW is going to bring him in.
Sure. Do it. You will end your
show. That would be funny to see Goldberg show up and then squash all the wrestlers that all the fucking marks, the AEW marks
look like
love.
That's how big he is compared to these
like
guys.
It's Goldberg versus Jungle Boy. Oh God. Like, it would actually, that I would actually enjoy watching Goldberg for once, because if he just starts squashing like Orange Cassidy, all the people I hate, I'm like, oh my God, this is great.
That would be good. That would be good. Imagine it's like ding, ding, ding against like Darby Allin. It's like, then they just, the answers go, oh, three, moves of doom. 1, 2, 3, and that's it. They just say 3 moves of doom.
Sting. Oh, here comes Sting. You're too late, Sting.
Yeah.
You old fuck.
Man, I wish we saw these guys 5 years ago. Well, we did.
Yeah.
10 years ago then. We saw
we
them
did.
Too.
We did.
15 years ago then.
Even then.
Even
even the Goldberg, yeah.
Well, Hogan was always around. I don't think these two ever fought. That's the funny part. Because, like, first Goldberg had to beat Hogan, then Goldberg lost, then Sting had to beat Hogan.
Well, they were Bowie's faces. Sting they were always and, faces, Sting yeah. and Goldberg.
Yeah.
I think Goldberg was heel for, like, a short period of time.
Like, you should watch the YouTube video of Goldberg turning heel in WCW. It's fucking hilarious.
I think
they did it for like a week and they're like, no. But that's when they were just
or go watch
apart.
Goldberg punches through the car window for real and breaks his hand. All right, next up we've got a backstage promo from the Blackpool Combat Club. Brian Danielson says Bret Hart saying he's the best there ever will be as egotistical because I'm the best wrestler ever. That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Then Jon Moxley hypes his steel cage match against Kenny Omega for next week.
Which is just on the regular show.
Yeah.
And these two have fought.
Oh, many times.
Many times.
Multiple feuds.
Yeah.
Later, Omega and Don Callis respond. Callis was good. Omega was boring.
Yeah.
Next week could be where Callis betrays Omega and joins BCC. It's going to happen. It's happening soon.
I just don't know what the hype is about Mega, but we've never known, you know? He can wrestle. I'll give him that.
He can wrestle. When he's not with the Bucks, he can wrestle a singles match well. Right. And as a babyface, he's boring and he's a douche because that's what he is in real life. He's a douche.
Right.
But when he's a heel, he was kind of fun when he was a heel.
Look, because he would win.
His douchey heel self.
Yeah, he was as good as like a Hollywood Hogan in the NWO at their prime. Like he had a big group.
And his entrance
was a douche.
His entrance was good. He had the women in bikinis with the brooms, you know. It was over the top.
Yeah.
So as a heel, he was good because he's just being his douchey self that he is anyway.
Right.
But we'll see what happens next week. Next up we have Saraya versus Willow Nightingale. Who are you?
Yeah. Who is this?
She's terrible.
Yes, I know that.
Yeah, you could see that.
Award nominee.
She's the one that powerbombed Anna Jay off the stage and almost killed her.
Oh, wow.
And also, Saraya barely wrestles.
Yeah.
She's had like 3 matches in AEW, and this is who she fights?
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm going to fight every 2 months, and when I do, I'm going to fight Willow Nightingale. Willow hits the Death Valley driver and goes for the pin, but Toni Storm distracts the ref. Then Ruby Soho goes after Willow, but Willow takes her out. Willow also knocks Toni Storm off the apron, but then Saraya hits her finisher, which used to be called Rampage.
Yes.
That DDT.
Uh-huh.
Now it's called Goodnight. That's really lame. That's really lame.
Yeah. Goodnight.
So every week, the Outcasts beat someone, and then they beat someone up, and then someone runs out.
Yeah.
This has been every week for like 3 months.
Right.
I'm not even joking.
Okay.
Every week, they're beating someone up. Music hits.
Like Britt Baker or The Champ.
Jamie Hayter, Riho.
Right.
Sky Blue, anyone.
Yeah.
So they're beating up Willow. The music hits, and it's Hikaru Shida running out with a kendo stick. She gets in the ring, and she hugs Saraya. And commentary sells it, of course, but I'm not that stupid. I've been here. I know how this shit works.
I've been here.
I've been around.
I've been here.
Didn't buy this for a second.
Yeah.
They hold Willow and Shida acts like she's going to spray paint her, but then Jamie Hayter and Baker get in the ring and Shida sprays Saraya in the face. Tony Schiavone called it a great swerve. And then Shida beats the Outcast with the kendo stick and then spray paints them.
Yeah.
And we can't see what she's spray painting, but Excalibur tells us that she spelled... she spelled AEW. It's like, did she?
Yeah, who knows? Do we
also
care?
Also, like, Britt Baker got murdered by Saraya last week.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting for Baker to hold her hand out. And then Sheeta's like, here you go. Have at it.
Right.
Because Saraya hit you with 20 kendo stick shots last week.
Right.
And Baker does nothing.
No. She's just happy to, I'm here too.
What the fuck?
And I'm here too.
There's another one that needs to go to WWE.
What's my least favorite offensive play in football that I always
running
do.
Up the middle.
Well, yeah, on fourth and one, the Jets always do. You know the fake, fake.
Oh, the fake, fake.
Yeah. The fake, fake. Who are you fooling when you fake and then fake and then just do the play that where the guys thought when you have someone run out to get in the ring and oh my God, here comes the person to beat them up. Then she hugs them. Oh my God, she's with them. That's for a minute. I was like, that's a cool swerve. You know, make a big stable. I love stables. And then she goes back to being good. It's like, it's so lame.
They did this a few months ago with Jamie Hayter and Baker. They teased that Hayter was going to turn on Baker and then she hugged her. Like they did the same thing. This is what they do. They don't know what they're doing.
They don't know what they're doing. It's so pathetically bad. You're just like, oh, cool. Like Sheeta went bad. Cool. That's something new. That's different. Right. No, oh, no, she didn't.
We have two wrestling shows. Oh. One is being written by a fucking mark. And the other is being written by an 80-year-old man with Alzheimer's.
Who thinks he's still in the 80s.
Yeah. We're so fucked.
Yeah.
God, such bullshit. Moving on, we have a House of Black video promo.
God.
Malakai Black says the trio's titles are tainted. They sure are.
Yeah, you think?
Black announces an open house. He says anyone can challenge them, but there will be a 20-second count outside the ring, which that's different because usually there's no count outside the ring in AEW.
Right.
Also, there's no rope breaks. And then finally, the challengers get to decide if the match will be DQ or no DQ.
Okay, timeout. So the champs get to decide the rules of their championship matches.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, sure. But the challengers get to decide if it's DQ or no DQ.
Wow.
And then Julia Hart's like, welcome to the open house. And I'm like,
and who's that?
So confused. She was the cheerleader with the Varsity Blondes.
Oh, okay.
But then Malakai like jizzed in her eye. Malakai spit in her eye.
Okay.
And it for like months, well, for months it did nothing. Remember how like Alexa Bliss, the Fiend, put his fingers in her mouth and then she slowly turned over the course of like a month or 2 months? Like, they ignored it for, like, 3 months, 4 months. And then finally they were just like, oh, fuck, we forgot to pay that off. All right, she's going to have an infection next week. And then she, like, the, like 6 months, I swear to God, 6 months later they paid it off.
What?
It was so dumb.
So the infection was brewing for six months?
Yeah.
They didn't. He didn't even spit in her eye again just to reestablish?
No, he should have.
Are you serious?
And he also missed her when he spit in her eye. He missed her.
So the infection is her joining them?
Right. Like she never went to a doctor in those 6 months. She's a zombie. Go to a hospital in those 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So then we have a trios battle royal when I'm immediately confused because they just said open house. I assume that means open challenge.
It has to be.
So is this battle royal is it a number of contenders battle royal for the trios titles?
It is, right? Was it?
Yeah.
Huh?
I guess.
Okay.
Then what's an open house?
And why? And if you have a trios title, what is the biggest, most important part of a trios title? What is it again? That there's three?
There's three.
But let's have a battle royal.
Yeah.
Where if two out of the three are eliminated, you're still in it.
Whatever.
You know, it could be like one-on-one-on-one at the end.
Sure.
And when you have three guys on one team, how many teams are in this thing?
There was only like six.
Six times three, 18.
18, yeah.
18 guys were in the ring.
Yeah.
Only six teams, though. It's just stupid. It just doesn't make any sense. So, like,
no, and it was obvious.
So, if you put John Cena with me and you in this ring and John Cena wins, we both get eliminated in the first minute.
Yeah.
And then John Cena wins. Oh, our trios team is amazing.
Yes.
No, it's not.
And it was obvious he was going to win from the beginning because all the other teams were like heels or jobbers.
Yeah.
One of the teams was QT Marshall, Aaron Solo, and Powerhouse Hobbs. Last week, Hobbs, who lost the TNT Championship, pushed QT up against the wall and said, fix it!
Yeah.
This is fixing it?
Yeah, we're in the Trios Battle Royal for a title opportunity.
This is fixing it. By the way, it's hilarious that we see Hobbs as this monster, yet they fucked up. They made the mistake because they had him go face-to-face with Billy Gunn, and Billy Gunn is bigger and taller than Hobbs.
Yeah.
They're idiots.
Right.
They're such idiots.
Yep.
You don't do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. They shouldn't have done it. It made Hobbs look small.
Billy Gunn is huge. He's like 6'1". He's a monster.
It's ridiculous. He looks like Andre the Giant.
I think he's like 6'4".
He looks like Andre the Giant in that ring.
Yeah.
Just he really with does. Like against midgets.
So big.
It's insane. Back in the day, we watched him on WWE. He's like, yeah, he's a bigger guy. I never thought he was this giant.
Yeah. He was El Gigante. It's basically a 6-foot guy, but when you're wrestling little people,
it's insane.
You're huge.
So Billy Gunn and Anthony Bowens throw out Kip Sabian and The Butcher to win the Battle Royal. And then after the match, Billy Gunn told Penelope Ford to suck it. He did like the 1998 version of suck it.
Dick.
Where like she's outside the ring and he's like, hey, right here. Suck it. Like he points to his dick. He's like, hey, Penelope, right here, right. Suck that dick, cunt.
He practically pulled out his dick. He's like, look at that. Put your mouth on that cock and suck the juice out.
He peed on her a little bit. It's like, Jesus, Billy.
He's getting too into it, of course. And what's with all the scissoring? Can we stop doing this?
It's done.
What happened to the butcher's hair?
I don't know.
Did it fall off?
Maybe. I don't even remember when he had hair.
The butcher's hair.
Next up, Wardlow squashes a jobber.
Yeah.
So Hobbs can't get a rematch.
Yeah.
But Wardlow's squashing jobbers like heels do when they're just starting out.
Yeah. I know.
After the match, Wardlow calls out Christian Cage because he wants to fight Luchasaurus. So they come out and Christian's like, you dumb fuck. It's not Luchasaurus that gets the title. Like, because they never hit Luchasaurus' music. I always assumed it was Christian Cage.
Right.
Like, you should have been like, hey, what music did you hear every week? It's me, motherfucker.
Right.
It's not Luchasaurus.
Yeah. But I'd rather him fight Luchasaurus.
Sure.
I know Christian's good. He's just old. He's fighting for a mid-card title.
Like, do we care about this? He's great on the mic, though.
Well, it's only because you only have one other guy that could do it. Maybe two.
No, but he never got to cut these promos in WWE. Because he was always with Edge or, you know, just a mid-card guy. When MJF was gone last summer, all we had was Christian Cage cutting these great promos.
Okay.
Shitting on Jungle Boy and bringing up his dead father.
Shouldn't he just manage Luchasaurus?
Yeah, maybe. Sure.
Has he ever talked to Luchasaurus?
Yes, he talked. Yeah. Okay, okay. Yeah.
He's not like Kane.
But see, here's the problem with Luchasaurus, and I'm glad that they've made him like Kane now, where he's, you know, looks like a monster. Yeah. He's been like a goofy fuck. Really? You know, like he acts like he's actually a dinosaur. So it's nice that.
What?
Yeah, I'm not joking.
Okay.
So I'm glad that they made him serious now, but also he lost to 12-year-old Jungle Boy, so that's not good.
That's true.
Next up, we have Jay Lethal and his jackasses visiting Mark Briscoe's farm. What the fuck is happening? I think they were just like, hey, we need, you know, Andrew and Joe need a worse moment. Let's just do this.
Let's give this to them.
Yeah. Jay Lethal, they help out the farm. The Giant's like holding the baby or whatever.
When did Jeff Jarrett become like a cornerstone of AEW? He was an joke in WWE.
I know.
He entered the Rumble, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
As an old joke. He was number two, right? Or number one or something.
Yeah, I think it was him and Elias, right?
Joke. Yeah, guitar versus guitar.
Right.
How is he like?
And a referee in one of the matches at SummerSlam, right?
He is a joke.
He's terrible.
And he's like a main guy for them.
Yeah, getting wins on
TV. Is Dixie Carter the GM of this company? What is happening?
So Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett announced that they're challenging FTR for the tag titles at Double or Nothing. That fucking sucks.
Yeah.
FTR, you have the best tag team in wrestling, and they're fighting Jeff Jarrett.
God.
And then they asked Briscoe how he beat FTR, and he's like, oh, that's why you guys are here. It's like, yeah, all right. Yep. Next up, we've got Ricky Starks versus Pillow Soft, Juice Robinson.
What now?
Well, he's rock hard, but he's Pillow Soft.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And this is the match they've been teasing like ever since Revolution. It's like, oh, we're finally getting it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a match, sure. Starks body slammed Juice from the steel steps to the floor. And then Starks won with the spear and Rochambeau. Jay White attacks Starks after the match. But Starks beats him up, goes for the Rochambeau, but Juice pulls Jay down, and the two heels run away. And they even mention, like, Sean Spears isn't here to help Ricky Starks. Well, he didn't need Sean Spears.
No.
He could beat these two guys by himself.
They ran away.
Why does he even need Sean Spears?
Yep.
They ran away.
They could have just done a finisher and left.
Right.
And went over. You don't have to beat the fuck out of every guy because you're a heel.
Yeah.
Just do a finisher or two and leave.
Yeah. Right. Next up, we have a Matt Hardy video promo. He announces that the Hardys and Private Party will face the Firm at the Hardy compound, but no one wants to see it, so it's on Rampage. Don't worry, everybody. It won't be on Dynamite. It's on Rampage. Like this, there's like a budget that goes into these Hardy compound matches. There's camera crews. Like they put a lot of production. And they, Tony Khan must have watched it and was like, oh. Yeah, we'll put on Rampage where no one's going to see it anyway.
I wonder if Matt Hardy's like, I just need one camera guy and a light. And he'll have a ring light attached to his back. Like, who's the Firm?
Ethan Page.
Mm.
Big Cass.
Big, oh.
Lee right. Moriarty. He's Big Bill now. Lee Moriarty.
Oh, is what's his face still their manager?
Stokely. Yeah, Malcolm Bivens, Stokely Hathaway.
Yeah.
Rampage did like its worst rating ever last week.
Mm. So are they, what was Dynamite's worst rating ever? This one, right?
No, ever, it was for the year. Their worst rating was probably like in the high sixes, like, you know, the first year maybe.
Yeah.
Or COVID, who knows? Cool. Anyways, we got the main event, MJF and Sammy Guevara versus Jungle Boy and Darby Allin. Earlier in the show, MJF fake cried and fake apologized to Sammy for not letting him in the car last week. He's like, I have chronic back pain from carrying this company on my back, and I had to lay down in the back seat. I'm sorry. And Sammy forgives him, kiss each other on the forehead, all
they
that stuff.
Just keep kissing. I don't know why all the kissing.
Yeah.
Tell me why there's kissing.
Also, before the match, MJF offers Jack Perry a spot next to the throne if he betrays Darby tonight. But, of course, Jack declines. And then Darby walks in, and MJF's like, hey, talk to your tag partner, man. And Darby's suspicious, but... whatever. MJF and Sammy walk out with matching scarves, matching jackets, and their theme music playing at the same time.
Kind of a remix. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was funny. Sammy started the match, but it didn't take him.
And what was that
him...
video behind them?
Like that's just Sammy's shit. The anime shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just Sammy's Titantron stuff.
But it always has Darby Allin on there and he punches him? Or was that just for this?
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
It was
know.
A half-faced Darby guy.
Oh, really?
And he kicks him.
I didn't pay attention. I just saw like the end where he like looks like he's flying or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So Sammy starts the match, but it didn't take him long to crawl to MJF and hug him like a scared dog in the corner. Yeah. And then MJF did the same thing a minute later. Then MJF was tossing Sammy the scarf, and he choked Darby with it while the ref was distracted.
Scarf.
But then Darby choked both of them with the scarf.
Yeah.
Darby went for Code Red, but MJF countered with the powerbomb. I like that. Sammy saved MJF from Jungle Boy's snare trap. And then MJF and Sammy teased a dive outside the ring together. Of course, Sammy went and MJF didn't. I mean, that's what MJF always does.
Yeah.
Then Sammy got upset at MJF for tagging himself in to try to take the pin. So Sammy did the same thing back. And then that's where MJF slaps Sammy hard.
Idiot.
In the face. He's like, I pay you, you do what I say. So Sammy super kicked him. The friendship is over. And then Jungle Boy hits Sammy with the elbow to the back of the head. But Darby tagged himself in, and Jungle Boy moved right before Darby hit Sammy with the coffin drop for the 1-2-3. So it's officially a Pillars four-way match at Double or Nothing.
I guess it had to be to make it interesting. Because one-on-one matches with these guys, I don't think would do it. Was that Jungle Boy's finisher that he hit? Okay.
Oh, the elbow to the back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he also has the snare trap, but now he has that. It's just like the boom, but lamer.
Yeah, right.
You know? Yeah. And he recently, like, did that. That's like a new finisher for him.
Yeah.
So that's AEW.
And when is Double or Nothing? Nothing?
Like the end of May.
Oh, okay. So at least a couple weeks away.
Mm-hmm. Still got more time to build that. But all right, let's give some awards.
Yeah.
Who did you have for worst dressed?
Willow Nightingale. What's her name?
You got it.
Yeah.
Willow Nightingale.
All right.
I'm going to go with Arn again in his jumpsuit.
Poor Arn.
Best dressed?
I'll go with Paige.
Soraya. Yeah, it looked like she held off on the lip injections for a week.
Right.
She looked a little more normal.
Because they do fade.
Yeah.
That stuff, yeah.
I went with Miss Hancock again, though.
Yeah, sure.
She's great. Sure. Whatever her real name is. Right. Harley something? Harley Cameron, maybe?
Whatever. Yeah.
Worst acting?
I had Sheeta for her fake.
God.
She's just bad.
All right, let's go Sheeta. Worst comment?
Whoa. Best acting?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Do we not even do it anymore?
Sure, come on.
You fucking Mark!
We should just skip it. Unless he's not on the show.
I thought it was obvious.
It's like MJF wasn't on the show this week. Who'd you have for best acting?
That's what I'm saying. Like, when he was gone, it was Cage. It was Christian every week.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, worst comment?
I think they do the scissoring better, I think Taz said. It's like, oh, God. Stop talking about scissoring.
Oh, God.
Gross.
That's bad.
That's bad.
Ugh, I didn't even pay attention to Tony Schiavone this week. I guess Jay Lethal saying they're challenging FTR.
That's
terrible. Sure. Best comment?
Jericho saying he couldn't protect his woo man.
His woo man?
Yeah, El Champion. Like, he couldn't protect his woo man.
Right.
I just thought it was funny.
I had MJF saying, I have chronic back pain from carrying this company.
Yeah, it's good.
Worst match.
Man. I mean, just, do you have a dartboard? Can I spin this pen? Put all the matches. I'll do Paige Willow.
I'm going to do the Battle Royal. My slow-mo will be Saraya and Willow.
Okay. My slow-mo could be the Battle Royal because it was just slow-moving anyway.
Best match?
Main event, I guess.
Pillars tag. Worst move?
All the scissoring.
A lot of scissoring,
and it's weird. Not a fan.
God, I don't know. Jesus.
You could do the spray can, or you could do not handing the
spray can,
the kendo stick.
Spray can, because you couldn't see shit. Yeah. Best move?
Dude, the coffin drop hit fucking Sammy, like, because Jungle Boy had to get out of the way at the last second. I thought they timed it great, but it felt like he just went into Sammy, like, really hard. I was like, ooh. I said, that's how that move should be.
Oh, yeah.
Because looks like it hurts you.
Yeah, I mean, Darby doesn't weigh much, so he can lay into you.
Yeah.
Like with his suicide dives where he actually fucking goes after you.
Right.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Worst moments got to be like the farm.
It is. Bullshit. I hated this Sheeta double fake, but I'll go with the farm.
That was bad too.
Yeah.
And then best moments?
I would just say the best moment was MJF slapping Sammy to show his true colors. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just like kind of be like, I own you. He just still thinks he can do that to people and get away
with it. Of course.
So, like, their little semi-swerve on each other was the best
moment. I guess, yeah, because I don't know what else it could really be.
Yeah. Certainly not going to put that it became a fatal four-way because no.
Right.
I'd almost rather see Sammy and MJF work out their agreement in the ring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where he's like, hey, lay down. You agreed. And
right.
Sammy's like, all right, give me a second. Like, I'm thinking. And then he slaps him. Lay the fuck down. I told you to lay down.
Right.
And then they, you know, have a match.
Sure.
And MJF wins. And then Sammy still tries to get paid. He's like, why'd you cancel my check? I lost, like you said.
Yeah.
Could have been funny.
All right. It's time for Reese's Pieces. Josh, you forgot to send me your shit, asshole. So just some more CM Punk news. He was at an Impact taping.
Okay.
And was apparently playing Uno with the wrestlers backstage.
What is happening? Tell me what's happening.
I don't know.
Like, who and why and how?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
CM Punk posts a photo he took of Mercedes Moné at Impact Wrestling. So she was at Impact too? The Young Bucks blasted for allegedly refusing to work with CM Punk. Jordynne Grace asked Punk for a photo while he was backstage. What
so
is
he's
this?
He's going
Mercedes?
Backstage everywhere. So he's not done. He didn't take his ball and go home like he usually does.
Right.
He's trying to stir something up.
Again, all the reports are that he's about to get his own show on Saturday.
Yeah.
His own AEW show, where he's the main star. Anyone that wants to work with him gets to go to that show. They're doing a brand split of sorts.
Are they really going to split everyone up?
That's what it seems like.
Is this really going to happen?
They're going to kill themselves.
And then what's Rampage then?
It might be canceled. It probably will be canceled.
When is that on?
Friday night, like after SmackDown.
Oh, on the same channel that Dynamite's on?
Dynamite's TBS. I think Rampage might be TNT still.
Yeah,
I don't know. Mercedes Moné. I guess Mercedes Moné was at the Impact taping. Whatever. So that's all I got.
Oh, was she there to watch her friend? Isn't her friend on?
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Right.
That's her face.
Naomi. No, look, that's Trinity, whatever.
Trinity Fatu.
What's Trinity Fatu doing in the Impact Zone?
Yeah.
That bullshit. All right, that is all for Reese's Pieces. Let's do some fan questions.
All right. Go ahead.
Bobby the Mark Soydim, happy Star Wars Day, you nerds. Yeah, right. We already got that on the Barry podcast. Jonathan Smith, anyone else getting annoyed, cringe at how Excalibur and emphatic? Jesus Christ. Emphatically exclaims picture in picture. Tone it down a little, Excalibur.
Stop
please.
Saying it because it's not, first
it's
of all.
It's not picture in picture.
Picture in picture.
It's split screen.
And just say, we'll be right back. You know what I mean? And by the way, Excalibur. What's your name? You're an announcer. Announcers don't have wrestling names.
No, he's terrible.
Excalibur. What? Yeah. What does that even mean?
They need to replace him with Nigel.
I hate that guy.
Well, also, like, they make him run through all the matches for next week at the end, like before the main event, and he does it really fast. And like, wow, that's impressive. And it's like, yeah, but he does it so fast that you can't even, like, you don't even know what he's saying.
No.
Vinny the Gooch, enough is enough already. Count me as one more vote for a Monday Night Wars podcast with an MJF segment.
Sure.
Yeah, I might vote that way too now. Ryberg, go back.
Yep.
How long before Tony Khan has a huge announcement? And it's the establishment of the AEW Hall of Fame. Oh, you know that's coming.
It's got to come.
Yeah. And it'll be like in his house.
Big Show will be the first one because he just showed up and he's already retired, right?
I know who would be number one. Big Show?
Yeah. Like, what did he do? Like, didn't he appear once or twice and then
he's a commentator on the dark shows. Oh, by the way, you know, and I think Josh said it last week, right? That they're all getting canceled, all the YouTube shows.
Yeah.
So he was a commentator on that. So now I don't know.
How is he as a commentator? I almost want to listen to it just to see how he does.
I don't know.
So who would be the first Hall of Famer?
John Huber. Brody Lee.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Uncle Saudi. I guess Josh is all right. He's doing the Finn Balor thing from last week where Balor just went, eh.
Eh.
I'm Raj. Off the back of the latest bracket and the heated convo about Big Show, rank these in order of size, Big Show's cock.
Okay.
A duck.
Okay.
Danny DeVito. That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. Obviously, his cock's the biggest.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
P.S. Got my tickets for All In, taking my wife who hates wrestling. Don't think her opinion will change. Well, if you're going to All In, obviously you like AEW.
Yes.
So why would you bring your wife who hates wrestling?
Yeah.
That's not going to be fun.
No.
You know,
I don't think
you're gonna want to be scissoring fans and
I've brought lady friends and they enjoy it. They go, oh, I'd love to go to that. You know, especially when Ronda Rousey was on every Raw or something. And yeah, it's great. But yeah, don't bring
Alex Clark. My buddy won tickets to the AEW show in Toronto coming up soon. So I'm going and praying to the old gods, the new gods, and the wrestling gods that MJF is there. Pray for me, boys. Yes, we hope so.
Yeah, look, don't lie. Don't say your friend won tickets because no one's putting up AEW tickets as a prize for something, especially whatever this house show is that you think you're going to, okay?
Right.
You bought tickets, it's fine. If wrestling doesn't come around as much, you want to go to a live show, I went to a bunch of them. Don't worry about it. Just admit it. Come on.
Kimbo, do you think it's nice of Tony to give the Cruiserweights a fair run at the AEW title?
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, for sure.
One Punch Man, what would What's Right with Wrestling say about AEW? I mean,
MJF,
that's...
Yeah, they gave the championship to their best talent.
I
Moxley is horrible now.
I'm telling you.
When he was talking, I was like, first of all, I can't hear you, bro. Secondly, I don't even like your attitude.
Wait till you see him wrestle.
And a heel Daniel Bryan was good in WWE, but a heel Bryan Danielson is just not working for me. I don't know.
Well, he was great when he turned heel the first time when he was feuding with Hangman Page.
Yeah, right.
He was great. I'm going to kick his fucking head in. And yeah. he was like beating up all the Dark Order guys, like being this bully. But no, with Moxley, it's not good. And Moxley's terrible. Wait till you see him wrestle. It's so bad.
Yeah.
Omar, I watched the first 5 minutes of whatever the hell that AEW backstage or the uncut show, whatever the fuck it's called. And that shit is ugly to watch. Literally 5 minutes, and it was a few wrestlers like Sammy complaining about not being used on TV. So, look, I saw the like commercials for this show. It's just a reality show. Mm. That's all it is. It's Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Sure.
It's Total Divas.
Blech.
That's all it is. It's made-up scenarios.
Poop.
Like, they advertised it when they first announced it. Like, no, like, you'll get to see what goes on backstage. But no, it's just a reality show.
Yeah.
Like, there was this clip of Britt Baker, like, telling Adam Cole, like, I don't think you I don't know if you should wrestle any. I think your brain. And it's just like, you could tell they're acting.
Yeah.
It's just bad. Why do that?
They're trying to put all, like, again, they're getting, like, WWE, like, too much content.
Yeah.
Too much content.
Put someone on the line. That's a Josh reference. And he's got a picture of Josh in a cowboy hat. This is for Josh the Sex King. Is this the longest you've had a girlfriend? You think your last one faked your death to ghost you? That is a possibility. I don't know how. We'll have to ask Josh that later.
Oof.
Not sure. S. Thorne, Pushfire Barry, AEW main event level talents. Butcher and the Blade, ugh. Evil Uno, Daniel Garcia. What the fuck, S. Thorne?
I'd fire all these, and why are you asking me this? Guys.
Like, I'd have to push guys, Butcher and Blade.
Give me someone in the middle. Like, you can't give me The Rock, Stone Cold, Shawn Michaels in one of these, okay? And you also can't give me three garbage people.
Yeah.
I think Garcia might be the person you push.
Bruh.
Oh. Jericho sure likes him.
No. He's so bad.
Is Evil Uno even still around?
He was in the Battle
Royale. Oh, that's right. He was in the Battle Royale.
I'd push Butcher and Blade.
Yeah.
Sad as that is.
Butcher looks amazing without that hair. Big giant dude.
Joseph Ryling, why in the hell do you have a Trios Battle Royal? The tag team ones have been trash, so of course this one was shit.
Yeah.
Bless you guys for all you do. I know it's not easy. No, it's not. The old Kanye, I was about to ask if you could do a mock draft between Dynamite and Collision, but then I realized you wouldn't have enough talent in AEW you'd want to draft to either brand. How do y'all keep yourselves sane watching and reviewing all this bad wrestling every week? I'm not sane. I need help. Please help. Please send help.
Yes. Yes.
Lesser known saint, I think Tony Khan is snorting Steiner math or Steiner meth. 200 wrestlers divided by 5 hours of TV plus the Elite minus CM Punk to the power of FTR equals 776,000 viewers. That's correct.
That's pretty funny.
Jonathan Ramos, what turns your stomach more when you hear the opening note of their theme, The Elite or Judgment Day? It's got to be The Elite, but you don't hear it as much as you hear Judgment Day. You hear Judgment Day. We did the counter.
Six times.
Six times a show.
I would almost say Judgment Day because at least that song is known. And it's
Carry on my way.
Yeah.
Oh, is this is a wrestler?
Right.
Coming out to this song?
Yeah.
Like, what's Jitterbug?
And what does Orange Cassidy come out to now?
Jitterbug.
That's like a regular song,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I don't know the name of it.
It's like, what are we doing?
Definitely not a wrestling fighting song.
No.
Sugar.
Oh, here he comes. He's,
honey, honey.
He's sugar,
it's
I guess.
Brock Lesnar. PCJ, would you rather be cursed to speak like Borat? That's a gift. Oh, curse to speak like Borat, Nacho Libre, or soundboard Dominic Mysterio for the first two are gifts.
Yeah.
That would be Borat.
I think we do those. We did Borat for a long time on this show every week.
We do Borat. I would crack myself up.
That would be great.
All the time.
Yeah.
Dominic Mysterio. Bill Capri, not sure if you read it today, but did you hear about Raka Khan's wild lawsuit for $3 billion suing The Rock and Chris Benoit?
Who is Raka Khan?
So she was in WWE developmental for a little bit. I think she was more known in Impact. She filed a lawsuit for $3 billion. She's suing The Rock.
Okay.
Chris Benoit.
He's dead.
Michael Jordan.
Sure.
And like a few other celebrities. WWE. Claiming they all conspired to kidnap her and her children.
Did her and her children get kidnapped?
I don't know.
For real?
I don't even know what this is.
Michael Jordan and The Rock. kidnapped.
Hold on, let me pull it up again.
Her children.
Because, like, I saw that comment earlier, and then I was like, what? Dwayne Johnson accused of conspiring kidnapping a former WWE star, Rocka Khan, what? And her kids in a $3 billion lawsuit. Michael Jordan, Chris Benoit, and FBI named, too.
The FBI?
The FBI.
Oh, my God.
Like, what drugs is she on?
Oh, my God.
$3 billion?
Unreal.
What the fuck? Oh, the Miz, Maurice, the Bella Twins are involved?
Sure, yeah.
A former backstage agent, Steve Kearn.
Oh, Steve what?
What the fuck? Mm. The FBI, New Mexico Police Department, Home Depot, Bank what? Of America, the NYPD, Billy Corgan, Mick Foley, Chris Benoit, Jim Cornette, Michael Jordan.
Can you just sue anyone? Hi, I'm going to sue Michael Jordan. I'm going to sue Bill Gates.
She's like, even if I get 10 grand out of this, it's right. A win and I can buy more meth.
But if you sue everyone for $3 billion, they go, no one's paying you anything.
That is just insane. I don't even know who she is. She was seen in WWE, last seen in 2011.
Shaka
I don't
Khan,
know.
What's her name?
This is her, Rocka Khan. I don't even recognize her.
Huh?
She was, I guess she was more in TNA Impact.
It's not just that her, that she's crazy. It's also... what lawyer took this on?
I
guess some guy who's desperate, who's like
probably her meth dealer.
Yeah, you know, I have a law degree. You do? No, but let's try it anyway.
Anita Dick and me.
Yeah,
so
you do.
I tried watching AEW tonight for the first time since CM Punk debut.
Yeah.
I've made it to the point where a bunch of TNA rejects went to some farmer's house, and that's when I turned off the TV and took a nap. That's a smart, Smet smart.
It's a good idea.
Hulk Hogan's brother.
Brother.
I can't wait for y'all to watch Guardians of the Galaxy 3. It was so fucking good. Anyways, AEW sucks, right? That's right.
Better go see that movie. You know their spoiler's going to be out like crazy.
I know.
Yeah.
Seeing that soon, but... Alrighty, that's all for fan questions.
Boom.
So we'll see you next week, guys. What's wrong with wrestling?